This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Kosovo's President Josa Osmani has accused Serbia of being behind a shootout between armed men and Kosovar police last weekend. In an interview with Reuters, she says there is irrefutable evidence.
From the involvement of people of Lista Srpska to the weapons that actually were produced and brought by Serbia to the territory of Kosovo illegally, to the trainings by the military of Serbia of these criminals who carried out the attack, to the use of cars that actually belonged to the Ministry of Interior of Serbia, and to the hiding of these terrorists now in the territory of Serbia.
Serbia denies any involvement. The shooting has prompted new international concern over stability in Kosovo, which declared independence from Serbia in 2008. In Armenia, refugees from Azerbaijan's Nagorno-Karabakh region continue to stream in, more than 70,000 at last count. VOA's Istanbul bureau chief Heather Murdoch says it's overwhelming.
This is more than the Armenian government anticipated and a bit more than they were prepared for. So it's a bit of chaos. And Armenia has a long history of being able to absorb refugees and people evacuating from conflict areas, particularly Nagorno-Karabakh, in the past. But now there's so many people so fast that people coming in don't really know exactly where to go.
Azerbaijan says the people can stay in Nagorno-Karabakh. Many are skeptical and afraid. The American soldier who sprinted across the DMZ in North Korea is back in the United States. They say he's in good health. His immediate future is unclear. This is VOA News.